and something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes and grows in a garden.
Onions.
The little fresh ones that you eat, what do you call those? The long ones. Right.
Scallions.
Okay. What are some vegetables you use, some people use for a good soup, maybe a gumbo?
Okra and tomatoes, and sometimes corn, okay. Roasting ears.
That'd be the best vegetables in a soup, then. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you leave an apple or a plum around it, it will dry up and do what? If you leave an apple lying around, it will dry up.
Shrivel up.
Yes, okay. The kind of vegetable that comes in large leafy heads.
Cabbage.
If you have...
Or collards.
Yeah, right. If you have some very large ones, you might say those.
Or beautiful heads.
When you want to get the beans out of the pot by hand, you say you have to...
Shell them.
Large yellowish flat beans. The seeds, not in the pod. What do you call those?
See, don't say, but it's in lima beans or butter beans.
They're the same thing.
To me, they are.
And beans that you eat, pod and all.
Green beans, or pole beans, or half runners, or valentine.
Oh, okay. You take the top of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...
Greens.
What's the green stuff that you put in salads? If you had two bunches of lettuce, you might say that you've got two...
Heads of lettuce.
If you have two boys and three girls, then you have...
A family.
Have you ever heard children spoken of as heads?
What, do they mean five heads?
Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't heard that expression.
You might say, I've got five heads. You've ever heard
them? No, I've heard them say, I have five children.
Five kids.
Five kids, but not any, no, five heads, no.
Well,
I haven't heard that one.
If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a lot of children. How would he? 14.
He had a large family.
Have you ever heard the word passel or used it?
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard the word passel.
I think 14 would be the
would be quite a passel.
Okay. What's the outside of an ear of corn?
Shuck.
What's the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
It's boiled roasting ears.
Mutton corn.
Mutton corn.
Mutton.
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 Corn.
Just, uh-huh.
No.
Never heard that.
No.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
The stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shuck.
The silk.
A large round fruit that grows on the ground that you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin.
The kind of small yellow crooked neck vegetable.
Squash.
Any other name for it? Particularly if it's dried. Never heard of what would dried squash be called? Never heard of it. What kind of melons could you have?
Well, you could have watermelon or mushmelon or cantaloupe.
Okay. Are there other names with yellow meat to shape differently like cantaloupe?
I think you're talking probably about what we call mushmelons. They're similar to a cantaloupe.
Are they sweeter?
No, I believe the cantaloupe's a little